We go on. Every problem in the church today is either in the real presence, or leads to the weakening or even loss of this faith. In other words, we Catholics, living, to put it mildly, in an unchristian and surely uncatholic world, either have access to the light and strength we need even to survive, or we shall not survive. I repeat, without the Eucharist. It is not surprising that we are seeing widespread neglect of respect for the real presence. Some samples, no genuflection for the real presence, desecration, widespread desecration. Either removed entirely from the churches or placed out of sight. This morning, just before I left my office here at the Grotto, Father Engelbert was wrapping up a tabernacle that someone gave him for a priest who became pastor in one of the churches and that parish had no monsters. Tabernacles and monstrances, ciboria, are on sale now in pawn shops throughout the country. I need not tell you that Assumption Parish here is an exception. Holy hours, hours of adoration, either unknown or very seldom practiced in so many once Catholic churches of our country. And I've said to some of you on more than one occasion, I have been told explicitly, verbally, by the present Holy Father, spare nothing, spend yourself in restoring faith in the real presence of your country, because I fear for the survival of the Catholic Church in America. And the only hope the Vicar of Christ has for the restoration of the Catholic Church where it is disintegrated, or restoring it to strength where it is weakened, is restoring faith in the real presence. I am under orders, explicit orders, to do everything possible, and through you, please God, that you will do everything you can to bring back the faith where it has disappeared and strengthen this faith in the real presence where it is weak. My purpose here will be very simple, to see what the Catholic Church understands as reality and its presence. As by now I trust most of you know, the English language is the most ambiguous language in the world. None like it. As I've said to some of you on more than one occasion, one of the third unabridged Webster's dictionary was being published. The editors decided they could no longer publish an English dictionary which defined the meaning of words. The best that our dictionaries can do is describe how words are used. So real presence, all kinds of people can use those words, real presence, but we better know what they mean. Then we want to see, briefly, how we should respond to this faith of ours. And this is where, remember, we need to understand what reality is and what presence is. And then hopefully by next Sunday, you will have the text of Pope Paul VI's encyclical on the real presence called The Mystery of Faith available. First, the what? The Eucharist has reality. What is the Eucharist as reality? It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became the Son of Mary. I cannot tell you, today being the 60th year of my Jesuit life, it is also the 50th year, Lord willing, if he spares me, till my ordination anniversary, my birthday, June the 18th, next year, I would have been ordained a priest 50 years. This is my 50th year in the priesthood. I have taught hundreds and hundreds of priests. I have worked with so many, both bishops and priests. This, in one declarative sentence, is what we Catholics had better understand. I know what I'm talking about. What a difference, what a mountain of difference between believing something and understanding what you believe. Understanding does not mean that we fully understand, cold comprehension. But the Holy Eucharist is Jesus Christ. Any tempering with that verb is tempering with the Catholic faith. And now, over the years, parishioners from different parts of the country send me their parish bulletins. Remember what we read from St. Patrick's in Lansing, remember? Where the pastors, two long columns, claiming Jesus Christ is not received in Holy Communion. And speaking to a priest, just, what's today? Sunday. Friday. From Lansing. When he was installed as pastor, the bishop introduced him and told the people, you have a really strong, orthodox, believing pastor. Trust him. He'd been pastor, I think, not very long. Already there are critics. And I wouldn't be a Jesuit if I did not tell you that what is going on in Saginaw is making the angels weep. And the bottom line is faith in the real peasants how we need this faith. We go on. God works in the world from the dawn of creation. Consequently, God is God. God is God. Was on earth from the first moment that anything existed besides God. But what an important adversity this is. Christ, Jesus Christ, the living God, became man, began to be in the world only at the moment that Mary pronounced the words, be it done to me according to thy word. At that moment, the infinite God became man, and the Eucharist began in the womb of Mary. The Eucharist is God, but God in flesh, God incarnate, God with a human face, a human heart, a human mind. That's the Eucharist. And that's the reality. Now presence. only can be pleasant, can be present to one another. Physical nearness or proximity is not the same as presence. Question. Can two people be right next to each other and not be present to one another? Can they ever? 14 years in teaching in New York City, riding the New York subways, large cattle cars stuffed with human beings. They're very near each other. They are not present to one another just by being next to one another. Christ is on earth. And he's on earth because, of course, his divinity, but also with his humanity, with his divine mind and his human mind, with his divine will and his human will. Now, Christ is here physically. Is Christ thinking of us? Yes. Always, always. Is Christ loving us? Always, always. Are we always present to him? Yes. Is he always present to us? Unfortunately, no. And this, as we shall see as we go through the course, is why God became man, as he said, I'm with you all days, even to the end of the world. He is with us physically, but he is also present. But we must have him in our minds. We must have him in our hearts. We must think of him and we must love him. And if you really love someone, you want to be also physically near the one whom you love. So true is this that all the cultures of all nations of all times, affection is shown by a physical embrace. Oh, but that physical embrace is to be a manifestation of internal love. Jesus Christ is here, but he wants us to be here too, and not only physically, but also by thinking of him and of loving him. All of this is locked up in the real presence. One closing observation on this first course. I would like to ask you during this semester, which ends in mid-December, I would like to ask you to read and I'll provide you with some titles of books and authors. Besides your textbook, which is Pope Paul VI, Mysterium Fidei, read. And by the way, every Catholic should do some spiritual reading every day. Read. One of the great lovers of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist have written about the real presence. Just two saints for a start. Peter Julian Aimard and Alphonse Liguori. What a difference, what a major difference between believing in Christ's real presence and beginning to understand what that real presence means, because it is the same Jesus Christ present now on earth, identical, has walked the streets of Palestine, has worked miracles, including raising people from the dead, who is now with us, near us, and we must expect miracles in our lives. And I use that imperative verb deliberately. We must expect miracles in our lives, especially moral miracles of courage to both preserve the faith and share our faith with others in our day. Amen. Now, let's take a break. I think the schedule calls for class from... Is there a time schedule?